What's up, superstar? It's Friday. Great job of taking this week by storm, grinding and shining, maybe even having to power through some tough moments, but rise up. Here we go. Welcome to the best 10 minutes in news. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and come on with me as we zip through an overview of some of the latest news headlines. Another round of snow and cold weather is expected to hit parts of the U.S. This after a series of winter storms has already killed at least 40 people across 9 states since last week. Potentially dangerous wind chills are also expected in the central U.S. once again, so please stay warm, stay covered, and try to avoid any risk of frostbite and or hypothermia. Hypothermia occurs when your body loses heat faster than it can produce heat. Normal body temperature is around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, but hypothermia sets in when your body temp falls below 95. And the South Asian nation of Pakistan, the fifth most populated nation in the world, carried out a series of military strikes on what it said were separatist militant hideouts inside Iran. The attack came a day after Iran said it used precision missile and drone strikes to destroy 2 bases of another militant group in Pakistani territory. According to Reuters, both countries reported that civilians, including children, were killed during the attacks. Reuters obtained this eyewitness video from Iran with villagers standing among damaged buildings and says the location matches scenes of the aftermath shown on Iranian TV. Earlier this week, people gathered across Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan, to protest Iran's cross-border strike. Hostilities between Pakistan and Iran aren't new, but Reuters calls the exchange of attacks this week the highest profile cross-border intrusion in recent years. This, along with all of the other tension in the Middle East, is raising great concern of a growing wider conflict. CNN's Paula Hancock is here to give us a quick recap of all that's happened and explain Iran's web-like connection to the conflict in the Middle East.
To understand the very real fears of a wider conflict in the Middle East, it's useful to take a closer look at the axes of resistance, the proxies and allies of Iran stretching from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. This latest regional tension was sparked by the Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th and Israel's subsequent war in Gaza. The US says Hamas is funded, equipped and sometimes trained by Iran, although Tehran claims it was not involved in the October 7th attack. Then, Iran's other proxies got involved. October 8th, Hezbollah in Lebanon, one of the most powerful forces in the region, boasting some 100,000 fighters and links with the Lebanese government, fired missiles across the border into northern Israel, which Israel's military responded to. This raised fears of a wider conflict. Next, on the 19th of October, the Houthi rebels in Yemen launched missiles against Israel before moving their focus to commercial vessels in the Red Sea, causing global chaos in the shipping industry. US and UK strikes against targets in Yemen have not stopped these continued attacks. In Iraq, there are a number of Iran-backed militia groups that are increasingly active since the war in Gaza, targeting US troops in the country on a near daily basis. Operating under an umbrella group, the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, they're united in ideology but splintered in operations, making them more challenging to target. There is little to suggest that Iran wants direct conflict with Israel or the United States at this point, but the sheer number and reach of its proxies engaging the US and its allies inevitably sparks fears of an unintentional wider conflict.
10-second trivia. What is the longest river in the world according to the Guinness World Records? The Missouri, the Nile, the Amazon, the Yangtze. Some scientists debate this, but Guinness, Britannica, and U.S. governments say the Nile is the longest river in the world, some 4,160 miles long. If you could simply use the palm of your hand to pay for things, whether it's groceries or hopping on a subway or bus or even entering buildings like an office or gym, would you do it? Well, a Chinese tech giant, Tencent, has launched a new biometric payment system designed to allow you to leave your keys, cash, and credit cards at home. Our Mark Stewart has more from Beijing.
In a busy Beijing metro station, time is of the essence. And here on the Daxing Airport Express Line, passengers can ditch their smartphones, instead paying for their ride like this, with the palm of their hand. This new biometric payment system is part of a trial by Chinese tech giant Tencent for its Weixin Pay users. The digital wallet and payment service is a sister app of WeChat, and users must opt in to use the contactless service. Infrared cameras analyze both a user's palm print and the unique pattern of veins under their skin. Within seconds, the user is identified and a payment is made.
We're hoping that palm payments can save people the trouble of carrying physical items like cards and keys so that our lives become more convenient.
Here at Tencent's headquarters in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen, the technology is used across the building, from the cafeteria to the gym. Guo Renzhen oversees the lab that began developing this technology in 2019. He says the double verification of palm prints and veins helps prevent identity theft.
With face scanning technology, people can look a lot like each other, like twins. But with palm payments, even brothers and sisters who look alike have unique palm prints and veins.
Tencent began rolling out this tech in early 2023. It's now being tested in convenience stores at Shenzhen University and in local gyms. The co-founder of this gym chain says nearly 2,000 members have registered to use the system.
Before this, our users needed to enter a password to open the door, then use their smartphone to check in and make purchases. Now they can just use their palm.
Biometric payment systems are nothing new. From fingerprint to facial recognition, these services have been around for years, including palm scanning technology. In 2020, Amazon began rolling out this palm payment service at Whole Foods supermarkets in the U.S. But concerns have been raised about biometric payment systems around data security and privacy, both in China and abroad.
When you amass huge amounts of people's most sensitive information, their biometric data, you're creating a kind of honeypot which cybercriminals kind of lick their lips about and really want to access.
Tencent says security and privacy is their number one priority. Users' biometric data is stored on a cloud and is encrypted for security. Tencent is working to improve this service and hopes to expand its reach. But the future of this tech lays firmly in the hands of the public.
For today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, a whole new meaning to great white shark. When Iowa City got loads of snow last week, artist Carlos Maldonado, well, he decided to make the most of the white stuff with his family, creating this 20-foot-long great white shark. Mr. Maldonado said that his kids originally wanted just a snowman, but 6 hours later, they had Jaws. Now, if they get more snow, then Maldonado say their next project is an octopus or a banana split. That's one fantastic piece of art. Snow joke. A shark that doesn't attack. Still get frostbite, though. All right, you already know what time it is. Shout-out time. Today, we're sending a whole bunch of love to the Wranglers in Mrs. Allen's class at Harmony Middle School in Harmony, Florida. Rise up. Let's go out and make this world a bit of a better place, shall we? Even if it's just making someone smile today, remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.